Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Desiree Cocroft. She's an empowerment speaker, certified coach, entrepreneur, and author. Desiree, welcome to our show today.
Thank you, Christopher. I'm glad to be here.
One of the most inspiring books that literally changed my life forever was The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. And I hated school because I thought it was so impractical, useless, and just wasn't relevant. You study for a test, you spend hundreds of hours, perhaps, you take a test, afterwards it's done. And until I was 21, after graduating college, I read this 7 Habits book. And it blew my mind. I'm like, oh my gosh, there are actually books out there that actually are practical, relevant, and can inspire me. I have to take a test. Mm-hmm. And Desiree, I was so moved that when I wrote my first book, which was a college success guide, I found Sean Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. And I cold called Frankly Covey, found the editor, and convinced her to be my editor for my book. Now, the reason for the listeners, it's because Desiree is a coach and consultant for Franklin Covey. So it's perhaps a very long-winded introduction, but I want our listeners to know that how profound the work she does, so that you're not just another coach or speaker. You literally are like the cream of the crop, premier, in my opinion, coaching company in the world that has changed my life over the last 20 plus years. So Desiree, tell us
how you found your
way to Franklin Covey.
Wow. I've been with Franklin Covey for about 3 years now. So yeah, I've been with them for about 3 years and it's been amazing. They're an awesome organization to work for because they definitely live from the inside out for sure. And we get so much awesome training and support and we work with awesome people. So I love Franklin Covey.
Yeah, but be more specific. Like I said, I want to know why. We'll talk about that and then we'll talk about your own business, because I want our listeners to know that there's a difference between a coach, a speaker, but when you work at a Franklin Covey, it's like, oh yeah, I went to Harvard or I work at McKinsey. No, but I'm not saying this to feed your ego, because literally had I not read that book, I don't know what I would know about life in this world of development, leadership development. Because Stephen R. Covey, again, he was one of these giants. He's unfortunately since passed away, but what's one thing that you feel that Franklin Covey has taught you that you're able to inspire and help your clients?
Yeah. So I think that the biggest thing has been a lot of mind shift work. Like, you know, we talk a lot about paradigms and shifting our paradigms, and that's definitely, you know, Covey talk. So I think one of the biggest things is really how we can shift our paradigms to change the outcomes in our lives is probably one of the biggest things next to living the inside out.
Great. And just one final question about that. So what do you mean by paradigm shift?
Yeah. So paradigm shift meaning, you know, it's the way that we see the world. It's the way that we are scripted. And so when we have a shift in our thinking, in our belief about what we think and do, we can have better results in our life. And we'll actually have behaviors that are in line with that mind shift. And sometimes paradigm shifts can come from our personal experiences. Sometimes they're influenced by, you know, other, you know, factors that are in our lives, or they're intentional shifts that we decide to have because we want to have different outcomes in our lives.
That's great. Now let's talk about your business, this Destination Life. I love the name, by the way. Why did you choose that name?
Thank you. You know, I really believe that loving the journey is the destination. And so I really believe like our life is the destination, living our best life, loving our journey and all of that. So that's why I chose it.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I remember talking to my friend, Keith Ferrazzi. He wrote this book called Never Eat Alone, one of the most premier thought leaders in relationship building and business. And I say, hey, Keith, where do you like to travel? And he literally said, Christopher, it's not so much where I travel, it's who I'm with. So if I have friends, whether I'm in Paris or New York or LA or Davos, and it really was telling, because it wasn't so much the destination, it was really who he was with in the destination. So for you, what do you define as life? Because that's very broad, right? So what do you help your clients when you say life? Is it financial life? Is it personal life? Is it relationship life?
Yeah, you know, I really challenge people to have the best life and career. And so I just believe a lot of our lives are connected to the mission that we believe that we're called to do in the world. And a lot of that comes, or it's it ends up comes packaged as a career and sometimes a volunteer effort, right? And so I really love to help my clients think about, well, how can I be able to see this mission have, you know, some place in my life or come to fruition in my life, in my career or my volunteer effort, but mostly career. And so I challenge people to think about what does that look like, whether it's in a full-time job or whether it's in an entrepreneurial effort, whether it's a side business or something that you do full-time, how can you live out that mission in that zone, as well as enjoy your life? I just feel like we should have both, and it's possible to have both.
Yeah, I mean, we often think about this whole work-life balance. I mean, I don't necessarily like that word, but it's more of like, unfortunately, a lot of people have a job, so then after the job, they live their life. But what if we can actually have a job or a career or a calling that is part of a life? And then again, it's not easy to do that, frankly. When people say, oh, do what you love and the money will follow, I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. I mean, that's the best advice. But you can definitely do what you love, and whether the money you follow, that depends. But in your world of coaching and entrepreneurship, you really can make a good living and help people. So I see that you said that you're an activation coach. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I love to activate people into taking action. You know, I really believe that especially we'll sit on our hands, and I say we meaning generally we kind of sit on our hands around the things that we truly want. We'll lay in bed at night and stare at the ceiling, wondering and wishing. And so I really love to help people take action, like activate their lives.
And how do you do that? Can you share a client that you work with and what he or she might've had as a challenge, and how after they met you, it's like, boom, just like the Seven Habits book.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and with that, it's powerful questions. And so I always ask, you know, well, what if, right? And so my favorite thing to do is have people, you know, play the what if game, and you may have done it before. You know, what if I did do that? What would be the worst thing that could happen? And just let them, you know, go ahead and think about all the worst things. And I'm like, okay, so if all the worst things happen, what would you do then? And most of the time, 90% of the time, clients would be like, I would just figure out a different way. Or I would, they never say no to their dream. They never say no to what they believe they're called to do. They never say no to their business idea. They always figure it out. And so asking powerful questions is how I help activate people, because they realize they actually have everything they need to make the decisions to do what they desire.
Yeah, they have that. And then they need someone like you to really help guide them along, because even though they might have the qualities and skill sets, they still need someone like yourself to really coach and train them through. So Desiree, thank you so much for that. The last question I have is, given what we're going through right now in the world, what's one powerful question we can all ask ourselves each day to be more mindful of where we are and how we can still succeed during this time? What's one powerful question you might ask yourself every morning?
Yeah, I ask myself, if I was not afraid, what would I do now? That's great question.
Great question. Again, given what we're all going through now, and many of us are, whether it's perceived or not, everyone has their own different opinions of things, but that's a great question, Desiree. Mm-hmm. How can our guests connect and stay in touch with you?
Yeah, they can definitely connect with me on my website. That's Desiree, Desiree, Cocroft, and that's cocroft.com. Or they can email me at hello@desireecocroft.com.
Desiree, thank you so much for being on our podcast. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.